Yeah. And you know, when they brought the coffin out there the next day, there was some men plying right out there in front of the door. They wouldn't even come and help us put that body in the coffin. And it was hot weather. I think it was August, July 1. But we didn't have no way to embalm. They wasn't embalming people. And when we went in there to put her in the coffin, Nellie picked up her feet, and I caught over her shoulder. She just slipped out of our hands. She was almost rotten. We had to put 10 times and stuff under our nose to get in there. I said, pick up sheet and all, Nellie, just put all over there. We had to go and beg a horse and a wagon. We went to one man. He said, no, I done sowed my oats, and the birds eat up my oats. I can't take my mule out. Well, we went to Uncle Ed. He was kind of well-off colored fellow. He let us have his spring wagon, and we went to old man Mansfield. He's plying old gray mule. He didn't say, I'll go with you and help you. He said, well, if y'all got nerve enough to bear her, I'll sit down and rest till you come back. So we hooked her to that and carried over to Clarksville Church. She belongs, supposed to have been belongs over there. And the people were living in the parsonage of the church. It was sitting on the porch. They wouldn't say a word. We didn't have them things like the undertaker have to cap and stretch across the roster to put a body on. We left out there and we went in and put some chairs up there. Then carried a body in there and put it on them chairs. Then when we come out, they say, go back and get her, because ain't nobody here going to bear her. Nellie said, well, what the hell are we going to do? We can't carry back over yonder on the Washington Road. They said, this old man went down through there somewhere. Maybe he's digging a grave. So we put in the spring wagon and went on down through there, and we did find an old man called He was digging a grave. And he cut. We didn't have nothing to let her down with. But he went to the grapevines, where the old muscadine vines, and he took his pocket knife and cut two great big heavy vines, and that's what we let her down with, grapevines, and covered her up and prayed over. And I done caught babies too. That's reading the Lord doing for me what he's doing. He letting me stay here with the good I've been. And I still help people. You'd be surprised how many come here to me for help. I need to pray for them or tell them what to do. I ain't never had no trouble. I read, the white folk taught me, and I took in what they told me. Then I studied my Bible, and the Lord said, make for the things that makes for peace. Then he said, don't do evil for evil. He said, if they do you bad, you do them good. And he takes care of it.
Well, in your house here, you mentioned, like, out in front here, you know, where you sit out in front, that's a porch.
That's right.
Would you ever call that anything else?
Nothing but a piazza, porch.
Piazza?
Used to, some people call them piazza.
What's the difference? Is there any difference?
I don't see none. It just got two names like money. You know, some people don't know a quarter is 25 cents. I used to talk to a woman sometimes, she didn't know a dime was 10 cents. She'd go to the store and get something, come back, and say, Cora, what'd you pay for that? I paid a dime for it. You got all that for 10 cents? I didn't say 10 cents, I told you a dime. She didn't know a quarter was a quarter or 25 cents. A nickel is a 5 cent piece. You'd be surprised how many ignorant people it is.
Yeah. What about, did you ever see one where it's just a little, maybe just a little thing that you step out on, not a porch, really.
A little flat phone, that's what they call that. I've seen them.
Huh.
I went real where they were, little old flat phone you walk out on.
Uh-huh.
Like a little bridge or stuff.
Uh-huh.
Call that a flat phone.
You ever call anything like that a stoop?